In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Sawad. By the Qur'an bearing the reminder. Yet the faithless dwell in conceit and defiance. How many a generation we have destroyed before them. They cried out for help, but it was no more the time for escape. They consider it odd that there should come to them a warner from among themselves, and the faithless say, "This is a magician, a mendacious liar. Has he reduced the gods to one god? This is indeed an odd thing." Their elite go about urging others, "Go and stand by your gods. This is indeed the desirable thing to do." We did not hear of this in the latter-day creed. This is nothing but a fabrication. Has the reminder been sent down to him out of all of us? Rather, they are in doubt concerning my reminder. Rather, they have not yet tasted my punishment. Do they possess the treasuries of the mercy of your Lord, the Almighty, the All-Beneficent? Do they own the kingdom of the heavens and the earth and whatever is between them? If so, let them ascend to the higher spheres by the means of ascension. They are but a routed host out there from among the factions. Before them Noah's people impugned their apostle, and so did the people of Ad and Pharaoh, the impaler of his victims. And Thamud and the people of Lot and the inhabitants of Aika, those were the factions. Each of them did not but impugn the apostles, so my retribution became due against them. These did not await but a single cry, which will not grant any respite. They say, "Our Lord, hasten on for us our share before the day of reckoning. Be patient over what they say, and remember our servant, David, the man of strength. Indeed, he was a penitent soul. Indeed, we disposed the mountains to glorify Allah with him at evening and dawn, and the birds as well, mustered in flocks, all echoing him in a chorus. We made his kingdom firm and gave him wisdom and conclusive speech. Has there not come to you the account of the contenders when they scaled the wall into the sanctuary? When they entered into the presence of David, he was alarmed by them. They said, 'Do not be afraid. We are only two contenders. One of us has bullied the other, so judge justly between us, and do not exceed the bounds of justice, and show us the right path.' Indeed, this brother of mine has 99 ewes, while I have only a single ewe, and yet he says, 'Commit it to my care,' and he browbeats me in speech. He said, 'He has certainly wronged you by asking your ewe in addition to his ewes, and indeed many partners bully one another, except such as have faith and do righteous deeds, and few are they.' Then David knew that we had indeed tested him, whereat he pleaded with his Lord for forgiveness and fell down prostrate and repented. So we forgave him that, and indeed he has a station of nearness with us and a good destination. O David, indeed we have made you a vicegerent on the earth, so judge between people with justice and do not follow desire, or it will lead you astray from the way of Allah. Indeed, those who stray from the way of Allah, there is a severe punishment for them because of their forgetting the day of reckoning. We did not create the sky and the earth and whatever is between them in vain. That is a conjecture of the faithless. So woe to the faithless for the fire. Shall we treat those who have faith and do righteous deeds like those who cause corruption on the earth? Shall we treat the God-wary like the vicious? It is a blessed book that we have sent down to you, so that they may contemplate its signs, and that those who possess intellect may take admonition. And to David we gave Solomon. What an excellent servant! Indeed, he was a penitent soul. When one evening there were displayed before him prancing steeds, he said, 'Indeed, I have preferred the love of worldly niceties to the remembrance of my Lord until the sun disappeared behind the night's veil. Bring it back for me.' Then he and others began to stroke their legs and necks. Certainly we tried Solomon and cast a lifeless body on his throne. Thereupon he was penitent. He said, 'My Lord, forgive me and grant me a kingdom that shall not behoove anyone after me. Indeed, you are the All-Beneficent.' So we disposed the wind for him, blowing softly by his command wherever he intended, and the devils as well as every builder and diver, and others too bound together in chains. This is our bounty, so give away or withhold without any reckoning. Indeed, he has a station of nearness with us and a good destination. And remember our servant, Job, in the Quran, when he called out to his Lord, "The devil has visited on me hardship and torment." We told him, "Stamp your foot on the ground. This ensuing spring is a cooling bath and drink." And we gave back his family to him along with others like them as a mercy from us and an admonition for those who possess intellect. We told him, "Take a faggot in your hand and then strike your wife with it, but do not break your oath." Indeed, we found him to be patient. What an excellent servant. Indeed, he was a penitent soul. And remember our servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, men of strength and insight. Indeed, we purified them with the exclusiveness of the remembrance of the abode of the hereafter. Indeed, with us they are surely among the elect of the best. And remember Ishmael, Elisha, and Dhul-Kifl, each of whom was among the elect. This is a reminder, and indeed the God-wary have a good destination. The gardens of Eden, whose gates are flung open for them, reclining therein on couches, therein they ask for abundant fruits and drinks. And with them will be maidens of restrained glances of a like age. This is what you are promised on the day of reckoning. This is indeed our provision, which will never be exhausted. This is for the righteous, and as for the rebellious, there will surely be a bad destination. Hell, which they shall enter, an evil resting place. This, let them taste it, scalding water and pus, and other kinds of torments resembling it. This is a group plunging into hell along with you. May wretchedness be their lot. They will indeed enter the fire. They say, "Rather may wretchedness be your lot. You prepared this hell for us. What an evil abode." They say, "Our Lord, whoever has prepared this for us, double his punishment in the fire." And they say, "What is the matter with us that we do not see here men whom we used to count among the bad ones? Did we ridicule them unduly in the world, or do our eyes miss them here?" That is indeed a truth. The contentions of the inmates of the fire say, "I am just a warner, and there is no God except Allah, the One, the All Paramount, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and whatever is between them, the Almighty, the All Forgiver." Say, "It is a great prophecy, of which you are disregardful. I have no knowledge of the supernal elite when they contend. All that is revealed to me is that I am just a manifest warner. When your Lord said to the angels, 'Indeed, I am about to create a human being out of clay,' so when I have proportioned him and breathed into him of my spirit, then fall down in prostration before him." Thereat, the angels prostrated, all of them together, except Iblis. He acted arrogantly, and he was one of the faithless. He said, "O Iblis, what keeps you from prostrating before that which I have created with my own two hands? Are you arrogant, or are you one of the exalted ones?" "I am better than him," he said. "You created me from fire, and you created him from clay." He said, "Begone hence, for you are indeed an outcast. And indeed my curse will be on you till the day of retribution." He said, "My Lord, respite me till the day they will be resurrected." Said he, "You are indeed among the reprieved, until the day of the known time." He said, "By your might, I will surely pervert them, except your exclusive servants among them." He said, "The truth is that, and I speak the truth, I will fill hell with you and all of those who follow you." Say, "I do not ask you any reward for it, and I am no impostor. It is just a reminder for all the nations, and you will surely learn its tidings in due time."